Charles Mark served 8 years in prison for 3 counts of sexually assaulting a child in 1994. His sentence included 15 years of supervised probation after his release, but just before his release, a jury ruled to commit him as a sexually violent person under the sex predator law. Mark appealed, arguing that the jury was not allowed to consider the fact that if he was released, he'd be under strict supervision for the next 15 years. But the court ruled the conditions of his probation were irrelevant. Mark's attorney, Glenn Cushing, says the jury was deprived of important information about how big a threat to the community his client would be.
It seems to me that it's important for the juries who hear these cases to know that these individuals are much less likely to reoffend because they are going to be subject to long-term strict supervision, which would control their actions and their freedom.
Cushing says the ruling will make it harder for other offenders facing sex predator commitment to win their release. But a prosecutor from the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office says there have been too many cases of sex offenders finding ways to commit new crimes despite being supervised. Audrey Skorowski says the goal of a commitment hearing is to decide if an offender is a risk for his entire life.
These probation and parole conditions go away. They don't last forever. You're only looking at a slice of the person's future life. It's not necessarily enough to speak directly to that lifetime risk assessment.
Skorowski says the sex predator law doesn't condemn offenders to indefinite imprisonment. Each year, they can petition the court for release by offering evidence they've undergone treatment that makes them less likely to reoffend. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.